I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An accused Russian spy held by the United States on charges of infiltrating Republican Party circles in order to provide information to Russia has reached a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty. Her attorney said in court filings that the case against her has now been, quote, resolved. Maria Butina was arrested in July. She's been detained since then. She'll appear in a Washington court as soon as Tuesday, although the criminal offenses to which she is expected to plead guilty were not disclosed. The U.S. Justice Department alleged she was a covert Russian agent. The detained Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou says she should be released on bail in Canada over health concerns while waiting on a hearing for extradition to the United States. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Court documents showed U.S. authorities accuse her of misleading banks and putting those banks at risk of breaking U.S. sanctions on Iran. They allege she was trying to use those banks to move money out of Iran. Court documents also show that in the meantime, she wants to be released, and not only on grounds she suffers from hypertension. She's also citing her longstanding ties with Canada and mentioned she owns two homes worth millions in Vancouver. Meng is not only CFO, she's also the daughter of the founder of Huawei, one of China's key tech companies. It's the world's biggest supplier of networking hardware. China has demanded Meng's immediate release.
Neither Canada nor the U.S. has provided China with any evidence that Meng has broken any law in those two countries.
Her arrest has put global markets on edge, with investors worried it could sabotage any chance of a trade deal between Washington and Beijing.
This is VOA News. A Chinese court has ordered a ban in the country on the latest iPhone models because of a patent dispute between iPhone maker Apple and U.S. chipmaker Qualcomm. The Fuzhou Intermediate People's Court granted Qualcomm's request for preliminary injunctions against four subsidiaries of Apple, ordering them to immediately stop selling the iPhone 6S through the iPhone 10 that use older versions of Apple's iOS operating system. A Qualcomm statement reported that on Monday, but Apple said in a statement that its phones using newer operating systems remain on sale in China. The Britain's already orderly departure from the European Union turned even more chaotic Monday when Prime Minister Theresa May postponed a House of Commons vote on her Brexit withdrawal deal, an agreement that took months of torturous negotiations with Brussels to conclude. She spoke Monday to a packed and rowdy House of Commons, insisting the deal she negotiated was the best possible.
As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
Immediately on learning of the postponed vote, the European Commission ruled out renegotiations. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has rejected Turkey's request to extradite the two former senior Saudi officials suspected of involvement in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in October. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports.
Turkish officials say they have strong suspicion that Saad al-Qahtani, a top aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and General Ahmed al-Asiri, who served as deputy head of foreign intelligence, were among the planners in Khashoggi's death. The Saudi critic was killed in Istanbul's consulate on October 2nd. Last month, the U.S. Treasury slapped sanctions on 17 Saudis for their role in the murder. It included Qahtani, but not Asiri. The Saudi public prosecutor has said the order to repatriate Khashoggi came from Asiri. A travel ban has also been imposed on Qahtani. It's not clear, though, if the men are currently detained. Western states are continuing to press the kingdom for a credible investigation.
Crews in several southern U.S. states are working Monday to clear roads and restore electricity after a strong storm dumped snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Parts of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Tennessee received between 30 and 60 centimeters of snow on Sunday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
The Voice of OAA.